American businesses are exporting at a record rate. So let's put these times in perspective. Together, since 1981, we've created almost 20 million jobs, cut inflation in half, and cut interest rates in half. And yes, the largest peacetime economic expansion in history has been temporarily interrupted, but our economy is still over twice as large as our closest competitor. We will get this recession behind us and return to growth soon. We will get on our way to a new record of expansion and achieve the competitive strength that will carry us into the next American century. We should focus our efforts today on encouraging economic growth, investing in the future, and giving power and opportunity to the individual. We must begin with control of federal spending. And that's why I'm submitting a budget that holds the growth in spending to less than the rate of inflation. And that's why, amid all the sound and fury of last year's budget debate, we put into law new enforceable spending caps so that future spending debates will mean a battle of ideas, not a bidding war. And though controversial, the budget agreement finally put the federal government on a pay-as-you-go plan and cut the growth of debt by nearly $500 billion. And that frees funds for saving and job creating investment. Now let's do more. My budget again includes tax-free family savings accounts, penalty-free withdrawals from IRAs for first-time home buyers, and to increase jobs and growth, a reduced tax for long-term capital gains. I know there are differences among us about the impact and the effects of a capital gains incentive. So tonight, I'm asking the congressional leaders and the Federal Reserve to cooperate with us in a study led by Chairman Alan Greenspan to sort out our technical differences so that we can avoid a return to unproductive partisan bickering. Just as our efforts will bring economic growth now and in the future, they must also be matched by long-term investments for the next American century. And that requires a forward-looking plan of action. And that's exactly what we will be sending to the Congress. We've prepared a detailed series of proposals that include a budget that promotes investment in America's future, in children, education, infrastructure, space, and high technology. Legislation to achieve excellence in education, building on the partnership